Hey, we are so excited to tell you about an awesome wedding planning resource we have created just for you.
The Big Wedding Planning Masterclass is a digital course where we teach you how to plan your wedding our way.
Step by step, with videos, downloadable templates, spreadsheets, and pro tips, this course is basically like having us there with you to plan your entire wedding from start to finish.
No detail left behind. Whether your wedding budget is $3,000 or $100,000, whether your wedding is coming up in 3 months or 18 months, we worked hard to create this course so it works for you.
So check it out, beautiful human. Go to www.thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com for information, or you can always just go to our podcast website and click on Masterclass. Again, that's www.thebigweddingplanningmasterclass.com.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast.
Just two wedding planners tearing it up. Listen, learn, plan that wedding.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, a show for anyone involved in planning a wedding. We want you to learn something valuable and be entertained at the same time. My name is Michelle Martinez.
And I'm Christine Matthews. Hello, thank you for joining us. It is a You Ask, We Answer episode, a very special, very unique You Ask, We Answer episode.
It's photography focused.
And we have guests.
And we have guests. So it is still the same format. We reached out for questions specifically regarding photography, and our guests are answering, but we're also chiming in because
we didn't just give them the podcast.
No. I mean, Yawa is usually all you and I. So it was special. It was nice to have Cammy and Gabe on with us. But before we jump in, you know that with every Yawa, there's just a couple of things that we have to do.
We have to.
It's imperative to the way that we operate around here. You know, you have to keep policies and procedures. Mm-hmm. You got to keep structure.
Yeah, okay? It would be chaos without it.
It would be absolutely crazy. So we have to do a couple of things. The first thing we have to do is say thank you to our new Patreon members.
Yes.
Because you're like beautiful, and I feel like you all have like maybe halos, you know, above your head that just kind of follow you throughout the day. Perhaps your auras are of certain colors.
The good ones.
I think you're all just magical, and we appreciate you. So thank you to Kelsey M., Drew T., and Emily M. for becoming our newest Patreon members. And for just like $5 or more a month, you get bonus episodes from us, which we're about to record one right now after this. An amazing, really just brilliant, so intriguing, the newsletter.
Oh, so much pressure. I still have to write this month.
It better be good. And we do cocktail hours, and you know, we
prioritize your emails.
Yeah, we prioritize your email questions. So thank you to our Patreon members. You help support us financially, and that's important. We need that.
Everyone has an extra $5 a month. I mean, you put more than that in your dryer probably and find it years later, but it's actually going to patreon.com and searching and supporting us that way, like the actual act of doing it, that makes it happen. And the money that we get from our patrons is literally what we need to pay our editor so that we can put these episodes together. Like, mm-hmm. they have to be put mm-hmm. together. Mm-hmm. She does that.
She does an amazing job. We love you, Veronica.
We just love you all so much. So thank you for contributing there and your generous support of the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. We could not do this without you.
Thank you for your support.
And big thank you to those of you who took the time to leave a review.
Yes.
Since our last Yawa. These are huge. They get us up there in the podcast charts. The podcast list. It's how people hear about us, and we love to read them. They mean a lot to us. So I'm going to read some now. Michelle loves these so much. Unfortunately, she can't read them because her computer is cutting them off for some reason.
Both of my computers. It's not just one. I don't understand. I'm just going to enjoy while you read them.
So the first one says, better than Xanax. Big shoes to fill there.
That is really, that's huge.
Yeah. From CA Bound, and this was 5 stars. The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is such a lifesaver and stress reducer that you won't need any other remedies to get through wedding planning except maybe a glass of wine or two. Christy and Michelle get to the bottom of all the important topics you're thinking about and even the ones you haven't come up with yet. More important is that they make themselves available to answer your questions through their Facebook group, Instagram Lives, email, and voicemail. And if you're like me and get any kind of value from their coaching, and you will, I encourage you to support them on Patreon, where you'll get even more access and insight from these brilliant minds. Oh my gosh. I'm a corporate planner, and I know a lot about the business, but wedding planning is a different beast. I'm so thankful for all of the episodes and help Christy and Michelle offer to their listeners. Hit that subscribe button and listen for an endorphin boost.
Oh,
that's nice. We mentioned last time we need to say hit that subscribe button more often. That's something podcasters say.
Yeah. If you're listening to this and you're not subscribed, what?
What?
What? Can you listen? It doesn't take much out of you. You're literally holding your phone already, probably. Just make sure you're subscribed. Can you just look at it right now? I mean, if you're driving, don't do that. Don't do that. But like, make sure you're subscribed. That's important.
Second one, save yourself from the stress. Listen to this podcast, 5 stars, SM2376. A friend of mine recommended these ladies to me as soon as I got engaged a few months ago. I have about a 30-minute commute to work, so I listen to the podcast 5 days a week for up to an hour a day.
Oh my God.
I learn something new every single episode. I'm just imagining her listening to this right now as we're reading her words.
We're in her 30-minute little commute block right now.
These are things that Christy and Michelle go over that I would never have thought about on my own. They take away the stress and put the fun back into planning. I wanted to pick their brain about my Yosemite wedding, so I sent an email asking a few questions. I received a thought-out, detailed email response that provided me with multiple options for my big day. To Christy and Michelle, thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with the wedding planning world. Us brides appreciate you more than you will ever know. Thank you.
I love getting these tingles.
Number 3 here, the best resources for the best wedding. 5 stars from Zulu. You know who you are. Longtime listener, first time leaving a review. These ladies have basically put together the holy grail of top-notch wedding resources. The year and a half of me listening is all worth it based on their Flower Moxie episode alone.
Oh, wow.
Christy
That's great.
And Michelle give honest feedback and insight into things I never would have even thought about. And for that, I'm so grateful. My wedding is this Saturday. And they and this podcast are a huge reason why I'm so prepared. Thank you for all you do.
Oh, my God. Congratulations. Oh, I hope she's still listening.
I do, too. And if you are still listening and you are the bride from Flower Moxie that sent me photos,
ooh,
I need you to send them again. I'm like scouring emails because for the last few weeks we've been so busy that a lot of emails have just been like filed away in our inbox. Yeah. And so I know that there's some emails or DMs with wedding photos from listeners that I just have lost track of, and I'll find them. Crap. But you'll save me, you know, digging through everything if you send them again. And that's an open invitation. We love seeing your wedding photos. As long as you give us a photographer credit, I would love to share them, and I always will.
Yeah, we love doing that.
Yes. So please do that. That's for all of you. Don't just like stop listening cold turkey the day after your wedding.
Send us pics.
Give us an update.
Yeah.
Last one. Love you. Love your show from K Mare Mac. Oh. 5 stars. Listening to podcasts is a newer thing for me, and I'm so glad I found Christy and Michelle. It's like having two friends in my ear, or maybe sassy wedding godmothers. I'm a listen details type of person. Every episode has a note or tidbit of advice that I jot down, even if the main topic doesn't seem as relevant to our plans. They're excellent nuggets of wisdom. We currently live in the Bay, and I almost wish we were getting married there so we could hire Michelle. But don't worry, I found a local month of coordinator that I want to be best friends with for our wedding in Utah. I appreciate that you cover not only the standard wedding topics, but also highlight the diversity of couples getting married and how to support different communities. You all made me feel much more confident as I wanted to ensure that we hired vendors that not only supported my heterosexual marriage, but all marriages. Two of my bride's people are queer, and one will have her girlfriend present. As Christy, I think, said, it's okay to be uncomfortable. Important decisions sometimes are. There's likely so much more I could say, but I'll end with thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm now heading off to plan that wedding with my fiancé.
That's so cool. I love when I get an image in my brain, like the one who said, you know, 30-minute commute to work 5 days a week. This one, and then the other one got married on September 11th, I think her wedding date was. That was great. I had a wedding on September 11th as well. And then, you know, heading off to go plan your wedding. I love all of these. Thank you all so much. They're so thoughtful. Even if you do a quickie, we don't care. Like we do care. We really appreciate it. All of the time that it takes to write these reviews, it means a lot. So thank you. Okay, that was good. That was pretty quick. Not too bad. Well, we should jump in because Cammie and Gabe are super fun. We laughed a lot. I might have had 2 glasses of whiskey for this one. I'm not sure. Wow. I can't be held accountable for anything I slurred. I mean, I said. Okay.
I don't remember that. Okay. It'll be fun to listen back.
Well, that's probably because you had like 4 glasses of wine.
No, ma'am. Never.
You actually would never. Okay. Here we go. Cammie and Gabe, photography Yawa. Yawa.
Hi, my name is Gabe Conover. I am a wedding photographer and I guess an entrepreneur down here in San Diego, California. I've lived here my whole life. I've done full-time wedding photography. This is my 4th year now. And then I also own a 3,000 square foot studio/event space down here that I just opened up in January. I have a wife. We've been married for 7 years now. And then we have 3 kids, an almost 6-year-old, a 3-year-old, and then a 1.5-year-old.
Busy boy.
And we are drowning, but in a good way.
Yeah. And also, you look like you're 12 years old.
Also, I am 12 years old.
Wow, what a life.
You're an active young man.
Indeed.
He's ambitious.
Indeed. He's ambitious. No, we had our first when we were 19, so I'm 25.
Damn. Well, yeah. Congrats. Welcome. And you are.
Thank you.
So there's a lot less to say about me.
No.
Hello. Nice to meet you all. Hi, I'm Cammie Oliveria. I'm a full-time. Okay. Wow. Hi. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to start over. I'm a full-time wedding photographer based in San Diego. I've been a full-time photographer for 8 years now, which is really hard to wrap my mind around. I was a wedding makeup artist before I was a photographer, actually. So I've basically been in the wedding industry since I was 16, which is bananas.
That is bananas.
And that's all there is to say about me.
And together you host.
And together
we host.
Gabe and I host a podcast called Don't Take This Personally, where we just get kind of no BS. Can I swear on this podcast?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Okay,
so
we give no bullshit business advice to creative people. I like to call it like the pep talks you didn't know you needed from just two business-minded people who also are artists at the same time. And that's that's what we do together. Yeah,
it's like a podcast about the business of creativity.
Oh yeah,
that's like our little tagline. You didn't throw that in.
I didn't.
She forgot. It's new.
Yeah, that's us. It's new. That's baby us. Podcasters.
Baby podcasters. Yeah, so that's us. Collectively, we have the experience of over 500 weddings between the two of us. So I'm excited to answer some questions for sure.
Wow. We are so happy you're here. This is a first time giveaway of our You Ask, We Answer episode. And so awesome. We connected with you, and then we were so stoked to have you, Cammie, take our photos when we were in San Diego. So
that was
so much fun.
We're going to be posting those for like the next 3 years. So amazing. If you see an adorable photo of Michelle and I on our Instagram grid and it looks current, then chances are it was shot by you, Cammie. And we had
and
so
I'm
much
almost
fun.
Done with them. At the time of this recording, you'll have them by the end of the week.
Yay! I can't wait.
So was that the clunkiest introduction you've ever had on this?
No. Great. No, this was great. This is great.
Great.
So yes, we this is the photography edition. We asked our listeners to send questions for Cammie and Gabe. As you all know, we have a You Ask, We Answer Yawa every month. And it's always all over the place because we just literally answer, we'll choose 3 to 5 questions that listeners send us or call in with, and we'll just friggin' answer them all over the board. But this is focused on photography, and everybody wants a photographer.
Amen.
And we got more. I put in any repeats, you know, because there were several questions about things like the first look and formal photos. So we got a lot, but it also helps us so to exciting. See what people are really, what listeners are really curious about right now. Yeah. And like, what, hey, this is, I haven't heard yet somebody explain this to me, because as you know, there's a million resources out there and they could Google and find a blog on any of these, but this resource is the best. That's what I've decided. It's the number one resource.
I agree.
So that's what we are going to just go with. So whatever you say is truth. And that's that. Okay.
And I might add, truth. There's a shit ton of questions.
Yeah.
There's a shit ton of questions. So we can't have these be like 20 minute answers to each question, or else we're going to lose our audience.
Basically. Yeah. Okay. We'll be quick.
Just straight to the point. Give your you honest opinion. Like knock you this shit it. Out.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. The first one on the list is ideas that are for unique first looks. So not the usual person walks behind other person, taps on shoulder, turn around. Ah, you're here. Hello. Not that.
Yeah.
What do you got?
So I really liked this question because as a photographer in general, I'm just kind of against anything that feels cheesy. I'm like the anti-cheesy photographer.
Or redundant.
And I don't like anything to feel like a production. And I feel like that moment can often feel so cheesy and over-production-y. And so I always say I try to make them make sense from like a storytelling perspective. So I'm always picking spots that make sense, like with the story of the day. So for example, it's my freaking shit if there's like a cool staircase like right by where couple's getting ready. So like I have him or the person waiting like wait at the bottom of the stairs and the person revealing themselves like walk up in that moment. And I ask them like, do you want to tap on the shoulder, kind of do that? Or do you want to have them watching you walk the whole time? And those can be two totally different experiences. And I ask like what their preferences are around that. I'm kind of against the tap on the shoulder, big dramatic moment too. And I just try to make them more casual. And for me, I just try to not overly produce them. So like, I just have one of them set up in one spot. They can be turned away or they can be looking in the direction. They walk up together and I give them a lot of space. Like, I'm not like, okay, now go. Okay, now turn around. Okay, now do this. I just like let them come together in whatever natural way they do. And I find that's really effective to just feel natural and non-cheesy.
Because this listener also said she's looking for something that she hopes is more equitable, because it is very much in typical terms like bride taps, in heteronormative typical terms, taps groom's shoulder, but the photography is angled to where you're getting a lot of bride and then like one reaction of the groom.
Totally.
And we want to offer alternatives to that where they both feel 50-50.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you help with that?
Well, I think a fun alternative to that too is getting ready together.
Yeah. Well, I also think too, like, I try to like even see if they have any specific ideas for themselves when it comes to like the first look. I've had people, I've had a bride literally like make a little bird call too.
Yes.
Because like it's like, they're just cheesy and they're like dumb and they're always making fools of themselves. Like when they're in public. So she like was like 10 feet away from her or him. And he was like, she was just like, ca-ca! And he like turned around. What?
Yeah. Yeah, I think giving people space to be themselves.
Yeah, freedom.
I used to try to control it more. Like I'd have couples who, like I'd have brides have silly ideas. Like, oh, I want to surprise him in a dinosaur suit because I saw that on Instagram and I'm a fucking pranker and that's hilarious. And I used to discourage people from doing that
because
I know I'm actually a little bit ashamed about it. Like for a while I'd be like, that just takes away from the moment like, and whatever. But then I'm just like, if that's your idea and you kind of want to make fun of the whole thing anyways, I don't care anymore. Like do.
And what a great icebreaker.
Yes. And so, yeah, just, I don't know. I think asking what their actual ideas are and being open to them and just creating the environment to make sense from a storytelling perspective, I think is important.
Yeah. And you know, stuff that I like to think of too is like, you could, there's just so much more than just tapping on the shoulder. Like they could both come out of a door somewhere and like meet in this like middle living room. They could be back to back and then turn around at the same time. Like there's so much you can do that isn't just like the stereotypical cheesy, like tap on the shoulder that just doesn't really make much sense, I guess. And then even like first looks with a lot of brides want to do first looks with their dads. And it's always like, oh, you tap the shoulder. That I've never done. I hate it when they like tap the shoulder. Cause it just, again, it just feels like, oh, you're doing this with your dad and your husband
and your husband
feels very, very strange.
Yeah.
So I'm like, just have dad walk in the door and see you. Like there you are. Like it's not, it doesn't have to be this crazy thing.
I do the same thing. If they want to do a first look with dad, I'll like create a moment. Like he would come in and see you in the door either way. We don't need to make it feel extra production-y. Yeah.
Like as if you were just to walk in there anyway, like when you were done changing.
Yeah.
So be yourself, right?
Yeah, and, do what you want.
I will say in the moment, it's hard in your dress and your suit and the photographer and you're like anticipating. It's kind of hard to think of a way to be. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, that's why these conversations happen way before.
Beforehand. Yeah. Like just like is like talk to each other and be like, oh my God, we love freaking, you know, when we go to Cold Stone and get, you know, ice cream. Maybe we do our first look at Cold Stone, you know, maybe we meet each other at this door. I don't know. Like, I love it.
But like you said, I think this is actually something I think I want to start doing is like, cause I have a questionnaire that goes out 2 months beforehand and it asks if they're doing a first look, but I feel like maybe the question should be like, are you doing a first look and what do you want it to look like? What does that moment look like to you? And then we can adapt from there because you're right. It's hard to think of this stuff on the day when there's so much stress going on. It's so easy to just be like, oh, we'll do it the normal way.
Conversation is happening the day of, like, of course you wouldn't know what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a place that in the timeline, the planner does defer to the photographer because I'm not going to say like, let's do it in that hallway or let's do it under that chandelier.
Right. I don't know about planners do
light and angles and where you're going to stand in the plan. So I try to talk to them ahead of time, but sometimes you have to make a game day decision if it's certain situations outside aren't going to work. So knowing ahead of time, like this couple really wants it to be private, like nobody else, or this couple really wants it to be where their parents can just like join right afterwards.
Yeah.
We need to know those things in advance to help facilitate the moment.
Love
that. So I think Gabe and I both have processes where we have like questionnaires we send to our couples that we get those answers of what's important to them. So I know how to guide them through it in the moment. And things do not go according to plan. Like maybe that tree I really wanted to use is like cut down the day of, or like the light, you know, like venues change.
No, you're absolutely
from the time you make a plan to when you get there. Sometimes they're like, oh, I had my plan of doing all these photos here, but now they're actually setting up right there. So I can't. So I think it's good to have your plan, but then also like be, I always have a plan for my own anxiety, but I reserve the right to change my mind and make a game day decision.
And have a safety word.
The next questions are about the time between ceremony and reception and formal photos. So this one says, how much time does a photographer want between, so ideal world, between ceremony and reception for all those formal photos. And we're talking about a big family and a couple that did not do a first look.
Oh,
how much time is typically needed for those post ceremony formals?
I'll start this one. So yeah, pretty much. This is a great question. And first off, I always like to stress to my clients that, like, you know, again, there are really no rules at the end of the day. So like, whatever you want to do, we can make work, and we just have to talk about it and communicate about it to make sure that it works in the best way possible. So, you know, on a very practical level, yes, doing a first look can save time for sure. But it just depends on what people's priorities are. So I typically have processes that I go about, like, beginning, like, before the wedding day, as far as like getting family photo lists, like making sure that my clients are having little pep talks with their wedding party, talking about, you know, how this portion of the day needs to be prompt because of XYZ reason. I typically need 15 minutes, 20 minutes max for family, because I'm very authoritative and loud, and I always get a very specific list.
Same.
From my clients. I'm sure, no, Cammy does the same exact thing. If they're not doing a first look, we will have done their separate wedding party photos prior to the ceremony. So, you know, spouse one, spouse two's wedding party photos just separately. And then, afterwards, we have to do the full wedding party, which takes literally like 5 to 10 minutes, to be honest. Like, it's just like a couple of photos of them all together. And then the rest of the time we'll spend with the couple. And then again, ideally, we're probably stealing away for sunset or later on in the day for like 10, 15 minutes. So it's not like we need to go past cocktail hour or anything like that in order to get everything that we need.
But if you aren't doing a first look, I tell my couples, plan on being gone all of cocktail hour.
Yeah. Agree. Oh yeah. No, duh. Yeah. Yeah. Like, that for sure.
If you're not doing a first look, you will not be making cocktail hour.
And typically I feel like they understand that. They're okay with that.
Yeah.
What do you want the list to look like that has the family? What, how do you want it formatted?
So specific. And I give examples, using names from like my favorite TV shows and stuff. I give a little example.
Oh, I love that. I didn't know you did that.
I want names. I don't want like bride and bride's side, dad and dad's side, whatever, because like nobody knows who is included in that. And it will take so much longer to do one single photo. So I say, give me names, even if it feels repetitive. So I can just be like, Cammy, Gabe, Christy, Michelle, Bob, in, boom, out, next, Gabe, Cammy, Michelle, boom. Like, I just want the name so I can just like facilitate.
Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Same. I'm the same way. The one thing I like tell them, like, I have a standard list for immediate family that like pretty much covers everything.
Yeah.
So only the only list that I need is for anyone that's outside of their immediate family.
So, you know, weddings are about moments. Like, it, the actual wedding day, there are moments that you almost like, you blink and you can think back on it and you remember it in your brain. Like, it's there. Like, the moment, maybe when you're walking down the aisle, there are millions of moments that really do stick with you. And those are the things you want to remember the most.
That's why we're in the business, people.
That's why we're in the business, for sure. Celebrating and traditions and seeing these people that are your true people coming together, it's amazing.
Zola can be there for you every step of the way in the planning process so you can get to all of these moments. The most important thing to remember when planning, boom, Zola. All of your wedding needs. That's why over 1 million couples have planned their weddings with Zola.
Yes, and they've got your back. And we always recommend Zola to our clients. All of my clients have Zola websites. They can help you create stunning save the dates, invites, and a matching wedding website. And weddings can be expensive, but planning with Zola is not expensive. You and I have actually used the registry many years ago. We bought a couple of cool things, and it was so amazing, and the process was easy. And they have real people, by the way, who help you if you need it.
Like an actual person. And all the planning tools are completely free to use. So the wedding website, all the links, everything is there, FAQs, you can personalize everything, and you can try out anything that is a hard copy before you actually buy it. So you can get a little sample ahead of time.
That's right. So, dear listener, go to zola.com/bigwedding today and use promo code SAVE50 for 50% off your Save the Dates. Zola is the one place to start for your wedding after the Big Wedding Planning Podcast. Go to zola.com/bigwedding, SAVE50 for 50% off your Save the Dates.
Thank you, Zola. The next question is actually about the same thing with like barking out those names. And yeah, let's answer it as if the couple has to do more work. You guys, it sounds like, go into it with the actual list. You've gone over it. You know, you're loud enough. What if this is a photographer that has not done that? The listener was asking, how do I make this part of the day easier for my photographer in terms of making this go smoothly? I have a big family. The photos are outdoors and I'm afraid people are going to venture off to cocktail hour and we'll have trouble wrangling them.
So I actually, in the same family photo guide, will ask them to delegate two of their wedding party members to make sure that that does not happen. And to wrangle, like, the people that the people that know their family the best. So you know, the ones that are around the family the best, or you could even like just prep them too. This makes me think of Devil Wears Prada when they're at that like part. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but they're at that party and they've got the list and then the assistant knows everyone on the list, even though she doesn't really know who it is. It's kind of like that. So like just someone that knows the family so that when I'm yelling for Uncle Joe and he's not there, I'm not responsible for finding out where the hell he is.
I say pick a family member or a wedding party member who knows most people.
And your most authoritative one, your most aggressive.
Yeah. Who will be, when I call a name and we're waiting for them, they're like, bang, bang.
Yeah. Uncle Bob, that's like, you.
What the hell are you doing over here?
Exactly. So, since I do shoot, and I think Gabe too, we both shoot most of our weddings alone. Like, we don't often have assistants to do that for us either. So I'll say like, get someone close who knows the people in your family to help facilitate that as I'm calling the names.
Next question. How do you decide whether or not to include the significant others of the unmarried people in your family and wedding party for the formal photos? This is actually there's a wide range of how long these couples have been together, how serious the relationships are, and none are engaged. Oh, this is so like, you're like, cause you don't want to look at those photos 20 years from now and your daughter's like, who's that guy with Aunt Jennifer, mom?
What's so funny is when I was going over these questions with my husband before recording, he was like, tell him to put them on the end and you'll just Photoshop them out.
That's like, what we say. Wow, or you literally back in the day, you'd have to cut them out, like cut them with scissors.
Yeah.
Like that was my uncle's fourth wife. She was at, for whatever reason, there was three weddings that year, fourth wife, every wedding. And you're like, okay, we're not like, we barely hung on to wife number two. And, but like, this is, we don't even know this one's name. We were like, get on the edge.
Do you have an answer? Interesting. Do you want to take this away?
Well, I had an answer, but I don't think it's good enough.
Okay.
I was gonna say like, oh, well, you just do two separate photos, but I think I was more thinking like, oh, like this person just like, they're just dating in general, like significant others that you don't think are gonna last. That's a whole different question.
Well, I don't want to make anyone feel bad ever. So I will just do one with, one without.
Yeah, exactly.
And for the most part with formal photos, I'm going off my couple's list. So I don't have to make a lot of those decisions. I'm just doing what they tell me. But then if I see like a girlfriend or a boyfriend or partner or whatever lingering around, I'll be like, oh, do you want to do one? Usually this comes up more with family. Like if a family member's partner is around, but they're not married, we'll do one with, one without. And then that way it just kind of covers all bases and people are usually so understanding of it. Like I've never had someone be like, why was I not included in one of those? Like people get it, you know, do one with, one without.
So have another reason to have a very detailed list ahead of time so that you're not making that call at the time.
It gets awkward in the moment. So
how long have you been together? Know. Are you living together? Do you share a bank account? What are your plans?
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. You see, there are so many important questions that we need to ask beforehand. And I have one specific question. I think that Cammy is the one that helped me get this on my questionnaire, but it's like, are there any like unique family dynamics?
Are there certain situations
that I should be aware of? when I'm taking photos, and it has saved me from so many uncomfortable experiences, honestly. And I like study that like thing the morning of. I'm like, what was the thing that they said again? And then I remember and I'm like, oh my gosh, I totally would have said that.
Important,
especially since you're putting people next to each other often by height, and you don't know who's who, and you might be like, you back there in the blue, can you please stand next to her in the purple? And maybe they fucking hate each other.
Yeah,
like my ex-wife last weekend in the questionnaire was like, so my parents do not speak and they are not on good terms, so like please do not put them in a photo together or at least next to each other. Super important for
so
me to
important
know. So it just I care a lot about just like being sensitive to everyone.
That in and of itself is great advice, because we've heard from a lot of listeners whose parents don't get along and they're afraid they're gonna fight, and so informing your photographer of this and videographer as well is quite important.
Yeah. Not just it so you don't put them next so to each important. Other, but also so you don't spend more time significantly with one than the other. That can be very touchy. Mm. Like my mom is pissed. Can you get some pictures just with my mom? She's really pissed that you spent more time taking pictures with my dad's side of the family. Like I've heard that before. And it's like, well, those photos are over. We're not at the church anymore. Like,
families are such touchy subjects, it's so like, important. And it's the one event that's bringing forcing everyone to come together. And like, I have similar things to Cammie where like, I had one bride tell me, like my parents are separated and my mom is dating a guy that is significantly younger than her. And like, and I like, didn't remember till the, like I saw them and I was like, oh my gosh, I totally would have thought that was like your son. My gosh, I'm so glad I knew this. I wouldn't have known. I wouldn't have known had that question not been in
there. So if you're, I guess, so listeners who are planning their wedding, if they have a photographer who doesn't have a questionnaire who asks these questions, I really recommend being communicative about things that you think wouldn't matter, but do.
They matter.
Tell me everything. I want to know it all. And I take it really seriously. So if your photographer doesn't have a questionnaire, tell them that shit.
Okay. Yep. Very good. I'll read the next one too. It says, during the cocktail hour and reception, do you ask guests who are standing or talking together to directly smile at the camera in order to get some fun action shots of guests?
Yes.
Yeah. The answer is yes. I always try to get a mix of candids and smiling. So I will always attempt to get candid first. Like I'll just like kind of hang, I'll hover over a group as they're drinking and smiling and laughing. And I'll always aim for the candid first, but people get weird when they notice you. So then they'll be like, smile, So then in that moment I'll be like, okay, yes, your group, look at me and smile. So I do a mix of candid and smiling.
I have found that doing it the opposite way makes people a little bit more comfortable.
Oh, I love that. So you ask them to smile first and then
I'll be like, all right, thanks. And then like, I'll just kind of keep shooting them a little bit.
That is brilliant, because I'm actually always waiting for the reactions right after the smile, So you cut going. The bullshit of the
I'm
beginning.
Just like, okay, I'm done. But I'm just like still there.
I love that. I love that, Gabe. Good.
Just going to say, I think that speaks to hiring a photographer that you really like. And you also think like, they're going to vibe with my family, because if it's like, hey guys, the photographer is kind of weird and awkward, but when they say smile, just like turn around and humor that. Like that's a weird thing to preface with your guests. Like guys, my photographer is a creeper, but just don't worry if he's like standing near you.
We all are creepers.
It speaks to that like general vibe of that you're going for with your wedding. The team that you put in place, especially photographers and videographers, since they're there all day, they need to kind of like fit with that for the best results.
Right. Totally. And to like, I mean, I also can tell when a group of people won't want to take a photo, or like they'll just be reluctant at least. And I don't want a reluctant looking photo. I want a genuine, happy that they're all there together photo. So, I mean, I'll go around and just kind of based off of how I'm reading people, I'll ask certain people. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to be able to read a room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our job, we have to be good at reading faces.
It's like 70% reading people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next question, it was, she wrote it a different way, but now I don't think I did it verbatim. So I'm trying to remember, but she's basically asking, what is golden hour? Why is this important? Why do photographers talk about it? I know that Michelle and I have both mentioned it multiple times, and maybe we just say it as if everyone knows what we're talking about, but what's so special about it, and why or why not should it be incorporated?
So I actually don't even call it golden hour anymore. I just say like when the sun's going down or something like that, because often you don't even get a golden hour one, or like just based off of how the reception is going. Like I hate disrupting events. It should never feel like you're disrupting event. Like if it's not in the middle of dinner, like really, it just shouldn't happen.
It doesn't really happen.
Yeah. And like, I just like it to be like, hey, like this is, the light is just better generally later in the day.
So golden That's hour just means the fact. Sunset time.
Yeah. It
means
sunset time. And so sometimes the sun is down by the time we do it. Sometimes the sun is still like, yeah, creating that like golden light right as it's like peeking over, you know, like some mountains or whatever it is. It's just what the sun does when it's like trying to peek over something.
It's just pretty. Photographers like it because it's pretty.
And you like it because it's pretty.
And you like it because it's pretty. Oh, dear listener, you like it because it's pretty. But at the same time, events are different than like engagement shoots. Correct. Like if we're planning a shoot, I have so much control over the timing and light and all those things, but I'm more concerned about my couples having fun and enjoying their day. And Gabe and I are similar in this way. Like I'm never the photographer who's going to be like, it's golden hour. You have to leave your party right now. Like I, again, in this moment, read a room. Like if I can tell my couple's having fun, I'm fucking never going to be like, leave dancing to come take more photos. I approach it like I will get everything I need before the ceremony, unless they're not doing a first look, then everything I need during cocktail hour. And if they're in the mood to like leave for a second and to have some time alone and take some more photos, some couples are super into that. Sweet, then we'll do it. But I just check in with them and I never count on it. Like I make sure to get everything we need before. So if in the moment they're like, we're not into it, we're sweaty now and we just want to party, I'm not like,
which happens so often.
Happens we're sweaty so now. Much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's an event we can't control. Like I don't bank on getting a golden hour session with all my wedding couples. It actually happens. It does not happen more often than it happens. And I just find good light in other parts of the venue the rest of the day.
I love this attitude. Sorry, Gabe. I just want to say,
no, you're fine.
I love this attitude of how you're like, there's probably a schedule, especially if there's a planner, but you're reading the room and you're reading the couple and you're going to make revisions based on that. I don't think every couple, like I can think in my mind, not many of my clients in the past, but a few have been like, oh, I really don't want that golden hour shot. So I want that built in the schedule. It's super important to me. And I actually want to have a phone call with my photographer about that specifically. You know what I mean? And they wouldn't be that kind of couple. So this just goes to talk about all of you listening that when you hire a photographer, and most of your vendors really, but photographers specifically, this needs to be somebody you vibe with. This needs to be somebody who gets, you know, who's picking up what you're putting down and in turn, what they're putting down. You're like, yes, give me more of that.
But
like,
even if a couple tells me it's important, I don't bank on it, because even if they say it's important in the moment, sometimes they're like, actually we're super over it. And I'm like, it's chill. I already got everything I need. And then they're like, oh my God, thank you. You know?
Yeah. Right.
Did you read this next question yet?
No, I haven't read it yet. And I like it specifically for a reason.
I do too, because this is a buzzword. Can I just?
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Can I just read this? Because I really want to talk about this. But okay, so it says, I'm looking to hire a photographer soon and setting up interviews now. How do I find out if a photographer has a more quote, photojournalistic style?
I'm so excited to talk feel about this like question.
I feel like they all say they do. I really want our wedding photos, for the most part, to be natural, candid shots of us and of our guests. But I also want them to be flattering. Okay, I know you want to go dig in on this, but I want to say something.
Yes.
Everybody thinks they want photojournalistic. Every photo is photojournalistic these days, period. Like photojournalistic just means, I think, not posed. It's a buzzword. Just like when people are talking to their caterer, they use the term foodie. I'm a foodie. Everybody's a foodie. Okay. Or just like when they're talking to a wedding planner, they might say, oh, I'm really chill. I'm really not high maintenance at all. Okay.
Red flag
so
right
these
there.
Are all like buzzwords and we've heard of all, this might be the bourbon talking, but like, right? Am I right?
I love you.
Do you hear this single time you get a call from a potential client?
Yeah. Can I go?
Yes, indeed.
Okay. Yeah. I as someone who literally studied photojournalism, literally, that is my degree. That is my background. I'm going to be straight up that nothing we do is that photojournalistic. I'm going to be honest about that. I think that's a word like authentic. And, you know, there's all these words that don't really mean anything in our industry. And this is curated. It's just, so here's the thing. You think you want journalistic, but you want someone who will direct you. Yes. And you want someone who will guide you through moments that aren't like, okay, it's all kind of a fantasy a little bit. And like, I'm journalistic in the sense that I prioritize candids a lot. And I'm like really looking for candid moments, but I have to kind of lead people into them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I agree. This word is a buzzword and doesn't always really mean much. And my biggest piece of advice is to stop obsessing over these genre words that you think you're looking for. And the only thing you can do is look at full galleries. And do you like them? Yes or no? Like, yeah. I know you want photojournalistic, but more importantly, you want someone who's going to make you feel fucking amazing. That is more important.
I think photojournalistic was like when I was starting out in the early, you know, 2000s. You know, that photojournalistic was a way to explain, we don't want these kind of posed shots that are in my parents' and my grandparents', you know, wedding.
But we
album.
All do that now. We all do that now.
And to a certain extent. But I mean, journalism is what? It's like Time Magazine.
It's not what we're doing.
It's like,
it tells an actual story.
Yeah. It's like the photographer is not talking to anybody. It's just the photographer is just there. And you want somebody like Cammy said, like giving you a little direction.
A lot.
Like you did with us. I mean, the whole hey thing is going to stick in my head forever. So, yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So for me, that word annoys me a little bit because I'm like, for someone who literally studied journalism, what we're doing isn't that. And so my number one piece of advice to people looking for photographers, more than an interview, is to look at full galleries, because interviews are fine because you get a sense of personality. 100%. And that's important. But what's more important is, are they comfortable and competent? And are you impressed with how they cover a wedding day from start to finish, no matter how they get there, like no matter how they do it?
You shouldn't even waste time interviewing unless you've seen the full galleries and you already know, I'm only going to interview these four photographers or these two. I love all of their work.
Yeah.
Now I find who I vibe with. Now I find who's really like impressive face to face and makes me trust them. Yes. And I feel super comfortable.
Correct.
When a couple inquires with me, the first thing that happens is I send them like 50 full galleries.
Same. Yeah. I just to like continue off what you're saying, it's like, you should only be talking to us if you literally know that we are going to do a fantastic job. And you're just trying to make sure that our energies match and that you think that I'll do well with your guests, like we were talking about earlier. Like that should be the only thing you're really figuring out, because like Cammy said too, is like, they got there in their way. And as long as you jive with them, then their way is good.
Yeah. As long as you like the images, it doesn't matter how they would describe their style. Those style words don't really mean anything. They're all relative. And more or less, we're all doing things kind of the same way.
And you know what I bet's going to happen in the future too, is I bet you that the next generation of people getting married, or like the people who are getting married now, their kids are going to see the photos and be like, I don't want my photos to look like my parents.
Totally. They're gonna go vintage.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, I want it to look vintage,
it's
or whatever it is. No, it is
the
true.
Direct flash stuff. That, mm-hmm. You know, it's already happening.
It's happening.
It's becoming less journalistic already.
Yeah, like a few years ago, it was popular for. Last year, it was popular for photographers to give these like really strange prompts that would lead people into like doing things like weird things that like I've definitely used in the past, like telling your partner to whisper some like
what
their favorite cereal really sexy in their ear. That's not journalism.
That's not photojournalism, but you're saying you want candid looking images, but how we get there,
it's literally fiction.
It's not journalism. I have a lot of feelings about this question, as if you can't tell.
Well, I also want to say, I'm not trying to be a bitch. If that's the word you've used, it's the word you know, because everybody's saying it. I just want to educate that, like, let's not use that word, because it's just.
That's why the question was so good, because it's like, if I want candids and I want kind of a free flowing day, and I'm trying to find a photographer who will do that, they all describe themselves as
correct,
very photojournalistic.
I don't know it's hard photographer right now who wouldn't say they're photojournalistic.
Yeah, it's hard, but it is a day with contrived moments. Cut the cake, throw the bouquet, tap him on the shoulder. Like we're talking about these moments. They're not, you're not just silent photographers following them around like paparazzi.
No.
So it is like, while it's a buzzword, I think it be hard for people to sift through, like, how do I even start if they all call themselves this or that?
Yeah. So you just got to look at full galleries and do you like it or do you not?
And not really ask questions like, why do I like it? What is with this sunset?
Exactly. Exactly.
But speaking of things to do when you're hiring, the last question we got, and this is probably what we've talked about the most, Michelle and I, in other episodes, is asking the best questions. So we've decided that we like your photos. Now, how do we ask the best question in an interview so that we can just cut to the chase of like, you're it. We are a good fit.
Well, I think this just goes back to how we answered the last question too, is like, if you are interviewing us, you should know that you would be happy with the work that we could produce at your wedding. I think that the best questions to ask are just honestly questions that get their personality out of them, one. And then second of all, maybe just get the clear answers on what the process is of like, you know, what will my experience with you look like? And I mean, Cammy and I both send these client guides that are extremely detailed about like, this is like my pricing guide that I send my inquiries right away, literally tells people exactly when they'll hear from me, like what my process is, exactly what they get from me, like 2 weeks out, 4 weeks out, blah, 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 blah. Like if you don't know the answers to those questions, those are the questions you should be asking. But if you're inquiring with someone like Cammy and I, you'll know those just going into the interview. Yeah. So really it should just be like a get to know your photographer type thing.
Yeah. To springboard off that, same. So that's so hard because if you're interviewing or talking to a photographer who's maybe newer or don't have their systems in place, there are a lot of questions you should be asking. But like Gabe said, if you're already at the point where you're talking to us, most of my couples, I don't even have phone calls with anymore because they're just like, yeah, you're it. Like, I know it from the full galleries. You've sent all the information. I know what the process is going to look like. Let's lock it in. And I do so, I'm so intentional about showing my personality through my emails. Like, I stopped trying to be professional in emails long ago and just being like, I'm going to type how I talk and there might be an F-bomb and it's going to be loud and it's going to be crazy. And I'm not going to give a fuck if I have 10 exclamation marks. I don't care. And people are like, I can sense how excited you are. And that makes me excited. Let's do it. And so at this stage in my career, people aren't really asking, you know, like that sounds douchey, but like, if you're hiring someone who knows what they're doing, like you should have all the information you need extremely quickly.
And you guys are very accessible though. You have a podcast, you do Instagram a lot, like people can hear you before ever talking to you. So that might be a reason why you don't actually have to talk to someone, but in other markets, you know, smaller towns maybe, or where the pond is smaller that you're choosing from. It's like, there are three photographers. I like all of their work. Now I'm going to set up these phone interviews and I just want to ask the right questions. So I think a good thing to remember is to ask questions about timelines in terms of
what do we do before the wedding with you? Like how much do you help?
And after, what are we looking at for turnaround and expectations and questions like that? And then if any of those is a deal breaker, know that going into the interview. Like I don't want to wait more than 6 months for my gallery. So if they tell me longer than that, or they don't give me an answer, then they're not the photographer for me.
Yeah. So I think process oriented questions over like style oriented questions, because style is subjective. And as long as you've seen full galleries and like what you see, those style questions don't really matter so much. I think the questions that are more important are process oriented. Like, how much do you help? Do we have calls? How do I get information to you? What do you need from me? Something that's really helpful is when I do have phone calls and they just ask like, what do wedding days typically look like? That gives me a chance to walk through how I do things and like how much time I like for certain things and how invested I usually am. And those kind of questions usually end up giving them a good sense of like, would I have fun with you on the wedding day? More so than like, how would you describe your style? Because like, it's so subjective. If you liked my images, why do the words I would use matter?
Mm-hmm. And I think honestly, like Cammie and I, like you could ask us any question and we will answer it in detail. And I think that maybe even like look for people like that, like people that you could ask any question and you wouldn't feel one stupid, or two, you would get a really good answer whether you decide to book with them or not. Because a lot of like people book with me strictly because they ask me questions and then I give a way better answer to them than the other people did.
Yeah.
And like, they know that like, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Even if the answer doesn't matter,
right?
Like just the fact that you took the time to answer it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then probably one of the questions I get the most is style oriented. And it's like, well, like, how do you do it? How do you make people look so comfortable and natural and stuff like that? And it's true. Like that question is very subjective. And the only answer I can give is literally just, I'm really good at creating an environment that makes people feel like comfortable. It's literally just who I am, I guess.
Yeah.
And so I would say like, if you do ask a question like that, I don't know. It just really, I just feel like there's not really a specific type of person that I could not make feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Because
can I say one question that I think you shouldn't ask?
Yes. Good. Yes.
Okay. What? Because I think this question's been hard for me to answer because I think it doesn't matter what you ask. I think you just need to ask what's important to you and just you get a vibe and that's more important than the question themselves. But I will say, here's something I wish every couple knew that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I've shot at your venue before. One of the most annoying questions. Have you shot at my venue before? Okay, let me just give it to you straight. It literally doesn't matter. Any photographer who knows what they're doing can show up to a venue an hour before, scout all the spots, know what's up. I'm always doing hella research before. This is some, like, no photographer is not going to be prepared. And to be honest, I do my best work at new venues because I'm super excited. I'm coming in with like fresh inspiration and new energy. When I'm shooting at venues over and over and over and over, I'm not as excited. I'm kind of going into like muscle memory rather than being like really invested in creating like new awesome shit. And so it bums me out so hard that there are all these blogs out there that are like, questions you need to ask your photographer. Have you shot at my venue before? Literally nothing matters in this process less than that question. It doesn't matter. It doesn't fucking matter.
No, it's interesting because I think people see it as a plus. Mm-mm. Right? Because the only
reason,
you know, you're kind of stoked about it too, when you're on a call with a prospect, because when they start talking about, you know, foreign cinema, you're like, oh my God, I know. Because when you're in the gallery, you totally need light in this corner. And if you can do that disco ball thing, it looks amazing. But by the way, the decibel level has to stay below 60. We know this because there's, you know, a Buddhist monk, they live behind it. So like, you know, you're stoked as a vendor though. Like, right? Because you could be like, totally know that place, been there a million times. However, as professionals, like as a wedding planner, I'm like, honey, it doesn't matter where your wedding's going to be.
Exactly.
Like, I can do and make a wedding, create like, this is everything our job. You need anywhere in the fucking world.
Yeah. Like, I promise I know how to shoot wherever I am. Like, it's so, it really bums me out.
But it's true. I don't think with a photographer, it's a must that they have to have shot at your venue before. I think maybe with a caterer, if it's a space that they need to give you an accurate proposal on,
totally.
And you need to know if they need to bring in a kitchen or whatever it is. Yes. In that aspect, it is favorable, but you're right. I agree.
Yeah. Are there any questions you don't think they should ask also?
No, that was the only one.
Yeah, that's a really good. That's my number one pet peeve question.
Yeah,
that's
same.
Like, it literally doesn't matter and don't make it sound like it's a problem because I'm probably going to be more excited if it's a new place.
Yes. So. Yeah. I'll do a better job if I have no shot there.
All right. Now we need to go and record for your podcast.
Yes.
And my dog is barking. I hope. Can you all hear my dog? She's such a
little
a
bit. That's okay.
She's a bitch, literally.
They're the best, though.
But before we go, I have a question. Have you all ever shot a wedding together?
Aww.
Yeah.
Once.
Oh. We second shot.
Yeah. When I was new, I asked Cammie if I could second shoot for her, and then we became friends. And then she didn't trust anyone else to shoot.
Yeah, exactly. It was a huge problem. And then he got too busy to second shoot for me and I was bummed. But yeah, I had a 4th of July wedding in LA in 2018. And so I'm a psycho about traffic. I'm very scared. And so we left at like 7 a.m. and didn't get home until like 4 a.m. because of like getting up to LA from San Diego in traffic. We spent the whole day together stuck in traffic.
Wow. It solidified our friendship.
Yeah. That's like when it really, I was like, okay, I like him. Fine. I like him. Okay.
All right. Cause I have a feeling like, cause the thing is with a photographer can travel easily. A photographer could shoot a wedding anywhere. So I have a feeling people might be reaching out to you and want to know, like, I can't decide between the two of you, can I hire you both?
Oh my gosh, unless they were like, Cammy was kind of bitchy.
Yeah, I totally like Gabe. He's more my style.
I like Gabe. He's like, he might be a little nicer.
Yeah. Well,
you're younger.
On screen.
Yeah. Time.
All right, it'll be in the show notes, but shout out your websites and your Instagram handles.
Yeah. So my personal, I'm at Cammy Olivarria, KamiOlivarria. Ours together is at don'ttakethispersonally.podcast. I had to check that. Am I right?
You're right.
Yep. So that's our podcast Instagram.
And then, yeah, mine is just at Gabriel Conover. So GABRIELCONOVER. And then I also have a studio here. Good Times.
What's the name of it?
It's called Good Times. Good with a U. So
G-U-D.
So good.
One U.
Yeah. Like good. Good times.
Good times.
Good times. Man, we're in San Diego.
Yeah.
Good times. Good times. Good times.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
So yeah, you'll see it on my bio if you follow me on Instagram. So it'll be piece of cake.
Well, this is so fun. It was fun.
Yeah, really you guys are the best.
Yeah, this is awesome.
I totally want to come back to San Diego for a photo shoot and like drink with both of you.
Yeah, let's do it. Please. Yeah,
we're taking tequila shots at noon again. That's how I knew you were my people. I was like, fuck yeah. Yeah.
It was 3 o'clock East Coast, so you know.
Yeah, exactly.
We have to get you some June shine too.
Okay.
She doesn't know yet.
It's not moonshine, Juneshine. It's a local San Diego brand. It's hard kombucha. And if you don't like kombucha, don't.
I do.
Don't. Okay. Well, this is the most delicious drink on the face of the earth.
Yeah, come back to San Diego, please.
Yeah.
Okay. We will.
Okay. All
right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
The Big Wedding Planning Podcast is hosted and produced by me, Christy Matthews, and Michelle Martinez. It is edited by Veronica Gruba. Music by Steph Altman of Mophonics. If you like the Big Wedding Planning Podcast, please subscribe. We are available for free on pretty much all podcast player apps. Help us get the word out by rating and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Follow us on Instagram at the Big Wedding Planning Podcast and be sure to use the hashtag #PlanThatWedding when posting. Become part of our Facebook group. Join us and our amazing members. Just search the Big Wedding Planning Podcast community on Facebook. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us at thebigweddingplanningpodcast@gmail.com or you can call and leave us a voicemail at 415-723-1625 and you might hear your voice on a future episode. That is it. Happy planning, everybody. Christy, love you, love your show.
Bye.